from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The annual advice from Timmins Police is out. Do not go ice fishing on the Mattagami River or any other waterway now that the thaw is underway. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says drowning is only one danger. There's also hypothermia, the rapid cooling of your body once it's in the cold water.
People underestimate how severe and how quickly hypothermic body reactions are and how they limit your ability to save yourself.
The best advice is to fish from shore, not too close to the edge. A request is out to drivers of heavy commercial vehicles to avoid Algonquin Boulevard even before Connecting Link reconstruction resumes in the next few weeks. Public Works Director for the city, Ken Kersell, says the stretch of Algonquin that has the biggest pothole problem is the same stretch that will be rebuilt this summer between Cedar and Mountjoy Streets. Getting trucks onto the detour will help preserve pothole repairs before the big dig begins. The detour goes both ways between Highway 655, La Forest Road, Lafleur Drive, and Shirley Street to Riverside Drive. A two-pronged approach is being taken by the Ontario government to improve safety in underground mines. By September 1st, ventilation has to be improved to reduce worker exposure to diesel fumes, which can lead to lung cancer. And it's allowing introduction of robots equipped with high-definition cameras to identify loose rock, misfired explosives, and other hazards. Back to street names in Timmins in our ongoing look at the history of them and the people they represent. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman mentions the family behind Feldman Road along the Mattagami River.
They were here right at the beginning. They had lumber interests, they had grocery stores, they had farms, they had businesses. They were real pillars in the community. And we still have a councillor, Feldman, of the same family.
Next week, Lafleur, LaForest, and Poirier. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock are aiming to wrap up a four-game sweep tonight in the NOJHL East Division Final. The Rock lead the Powassan Voodoos 3-0 in the best of seven, heading into Game 4 tonight in the Voodoos Barn starting at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.